Welcome to Goodbye Problems Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you one of our partnering directors, Ms. Toni Harris-Taylor. Toni, take it from here.
Woo, woo, woo. Well, that was easy, Tanya. Thank you very much for the opportunity to help the audience solve a major problem in their business, and that is how to get the money. My presentation is entitled Show Me the Money, and it's designed for entrepreneurs who are ready to create a bulging bank account with their dream business. And I know that many of us in the PSA and our friends are really wondering, how do I actually get the money into my business? And this presentation is for you if you know you are worth more, but you are struggling to charge it. It's also for you if you are working really, really hard, but not making enough money. It's for you if you've done have something amazing to offer, but nobody gets what you do, or they don't know who you are, you're not connected to them. And so the presentation is also for you if you are not earning at least six figures in your business and you're really not sure how. So why am I qualified to talk to you about this? Because I am just like you. My business is called Drastic Steps Marketing. I name my business Drastic Steps because, number one, it is my lifestyle to get out of my comfort zone, to be and do what I need to do to be successful. But I also named it that because I know that marketing is a drastic step for most service-based solopreneurs. And so I help service-based solopreneurs, including coaches, speakers, authors, financial professionals, to get known, get connected, and get paid to make six figures in record time. Why am I qualified to do that? I am a motivational marketing international speaker and certified life and business coach. I've been an entrepreneur, solopreneur, for over 27 years, and I've been blessed to be able to build my business to international status and to make six figures and beyond in my business. I left my six-figure career as a financial professional to start my business after my second husband passed away. He passed away in November 2012, and that was when I decided it was time for me to do me. You ever have those aha or drastic step moments in your life? That was one of mine. And then a fun fact about me, because I always like to know fun facts about people, and they often ask me mine, is that I have lost over 200 pounds combined in the past 18 years through drastic steps. And so I am all about taking drastic steps to be successful where you need to be successful. Before we go any further, I have a gift for you, because I'll get into my details and forget to tell it to you. So I have a gift for you. And if you want my gift, you can just simply text your name and email to the phone number 832-791-4273. Again, it's 832-791-4273. And the gift is a video recording of the presentation that I am going through, as well as a ebook, Seven Stumbling Blocks That Keep Solopreneurs Stuck in Five Figures, and a video series. So I love to give gifts. And you can sign up for those. Just text me your name and your email, and I will send those to you. So I only have a few minutes, about 20 minutes, to share with you very good information that can take your business to the next level. But how much can you get in 20 minutes for real? So some of you are going to say, you know what, Tony, that was a great presentation. I got what I need. I'm good. I'm out. And then the rest of you are going to say, you know what, Tony, I want a little bit more of you. And I'm going to invite you to schedule time for us to have a conversation about your business, where you are, and where you want to grow. So do you remember the movie Jerry Maguire? That's one of my favorite movies. You remember, you had me at hello. But the other famous line from that movie is, show me the money. And that's when the football player Rod, played by Cuba Gooding, who was totally animated in that movie, had Jerry Maguire screaming at him, show me the money, because he needed Jerry to go get him a big contract. Remember that. You can YouTube that if you don't remember it. It was a very pivotal point in the movie because it was all about Jerry stepping out of his comfort zone to go get the money for Rod. Well, the question is for you, what's possible for you to get the money? And so in this presentation, I'm going to show you 10 drastic steps to create a bulging bank account. And what's possible for you is you can learn how to take the relationships that you have, your contacts, and turn them into contracts to create a business where you can have predictable revenue with a steady stream of clients. And I know that sounds good to everybody because most of us are working really, really hard trying to grow our business and not getting where we want to go. So I want to help you get there. So drastic step number one is to know your niche and your message. Niching is critical to success in a business, and many of us resist it because we feel like we can serve anybody and everybody that's in a certain demographic. So I talk to entrepreneurs all the time, and many times when I ask them who is their target market, they'll say anybody who or everybody who. And if your target market is anybody and everybody, you don't have a target market. Now, let's be clear that when you find your niche, you are not limited to taking money from other demographics. But niching allows you to target your message to a certain demographic. And then you have to know the language to attract those people to you. So, for instance, when I told you who I am and what I do, and write down this formula, I said, I am Tony Harris Taylor with Drastic Steps Marketing. I help service-based solopreneurs like speakers, coaches, authors, and financial professionals. So that's who I serve, to get known, get connected, and get paid. Those are the three problems I solve for them to make six figures fast. That's the result I get for them. You see that? So your messaging should include who you are, what you do, who you serve, the three problems you solve, and the results you get for those people. So know your niche and your message. Many people have struggles finding their niche. I often run across, for instance, financial professionals who want to serve single mothers, and I love single mothers. I was one as well. But the reality is that single mothers oftentimes are barely making ends meet. And so they don't have a large amount of money to invest. And so while that could be part of your demographic, make sure your demographic and your niche is one that can pay you or that can, get you the commissions that you need to earn. And they actually have a desire for what you offer. So number one, know your niche and your message. Number two, learn how to network, a really critical piece that often is missed. Yes, anybody can attend a networking event, but do you know how to network? Do you know how to build real relationships? Are you a giver or are you a taker? And that is really important. You have to learn to be a giver. What are you giving? Whatever the person you're talking to needs. But what does that mean? You have to be a good listener. You have to be able to hear what they need. You have to ask them questions to discern what they need. And then you have to take that relationship that you just encountered at a networking event or a conference and take it to the next level by having a one-on-one with people. Whenever I attend a conference, I always set a goal, the number of people I want to reach. And the goal is surrounded by the people I know I have time to have one-on-one conversations with. And whenever my goal is typically for a conference about 15 people, and for a networking event local, 3 to 5 people. Those are the people I know I can have virtual calls with after the event. So I listen intently, find out who they are. If I have a resource I can refer them to, I do it right then and there on the spot. If not, I get to know them over a coffee and then, or a virtual call now because we're using technology to the full. And then I share with them what I do, how I do it, and then how I might be able to help their network as well. It's a really great way to grow your network and to build the real relationships that turn to money. Number 3 is learn how to charge what you are worth. Set your pricing so that you can earn 6 figures. Many times when people come to me, I ask them their pricing and they're charging by the hour or they're not charging enough. And they will never reach 6 figures. So make sure that if you're a coach, your coaching programs are priced so that you can sell a smaller amount, smaller volume to get to the bigger dollars. And then learn how to value what you are selling so you're not inclined to discount your programs and your pricing. So learn to charge what you are worth to get to 6 figures. Number 4 is speak to sell. We are a public speakers association, so all of you understand the value of speaking. But speaking, I have to reiterate, is the way you showcase your expertise. Most people bring us in as speakers or hire us as coaches or consultants or trainers because they know us, they like us, they trust us. And speaking is a great way to build know, like, and trust very quickly, to showcase your expertise and who you are. And so getting the speak to sell right is critical. Now, many speakers will go and speak, and then they get applause at the end, and everybody tells them what kind of great job they've done, but nobody has raised their hand to have a consultation or sign up for their lead magnet. Nothing happens beyond good job. And what I teach my clients is how to use speaking in order to generate leads. Speaking as a lead generating system. And having systems like I just demonstrated with the text to join, right, is a great way to capture those leads. On the fly, I get about 8 out of 10 people in the audience to do whatever I tell them to do, and they will join my list so that I can market to them ongoing. And then at the end of my speech, I have a evaluation, and I think I learned this from Tanya, in fact, where they say, yes, I want this, yes, I want that. They have to circle the yeses. And that makes it clear to them why they have to keep an appointment with you. So speaking to sell, another great way to get to 6 figures. Number 5, create compelling offers and products. Have your offers structured so that they're crystal clear and people can make a good decision on doing business with you. Use testimonials. Video testimonials are powerful. Virtual testimonials are powerful, and even written ones. Use those on your marketing material, your website. If you go to my website, drasticstepsmarketing.com, you will see testimonials throughout the website. And I have a page called Raving Fans dedicated strictly to testimonials. So create compelling offers and products, add bonuses to get people to move forward, and that those strategies can get you to six figures fast. Number six is use social media and technology tools. Social media has changed my life. It's what made me an international speaker. I was in an international best-selling book at the beginning of 2017 as a result of relationships built on Facebook. Social media is not going away. I thought it was a fad to get it, embrace it, build relationships. Showcase your expertise. Use live. When it comes speaking to sell, live is a way of speaking. So use live videos. Upload your YouTube videos. Use social media and technology to grow your business fast. Number seven is package your services. So create packages and leverage your time and expertise. Too many coaches are charging by the hour. If you do the math, there's not enough hours in the day to be able to grow your business, go out, speak, grow your business, make the sales strategy calls, and then deliver individual coaching. So I reserve my individual coaching for my highest level package. My lowest level only is group coaching. That allows you to leverage your time so that you are not burning out and that you are able to still do the other components of your business effectively. So number seven, package your services so that you are not burning yourself out and you can get to your six-figure goal. Number eight, invest in yourself. Invest time, money, energy in yourself. Now, you're investing time right now by just listening to these experts give you free information. And if you adapt one to two to three of the things that you hear today, then you will likely grow your business. But it takes time. You've got to be intentional with investing your time. And then you've got to invest your money. And investing your money means showing up at places when you don't have a clue what you're going to get from it, who you're going to meet. I have so many times attended conferences. I didn't know what was going to come out of it. I learned how to make sure that things come out of it through my coaches, but I never know what I'm going to. And usually when you go to a conference, it costs $1,000, $2,000 to show up. So you better learn how to make the best of those conferences so that you're not just coming home with a bunch of business cards. So investing yourself by attending conferences. What I hear a lot of speakers say, they want to be a national speaker, but they only network and attend events in their backyard. If you want to be a national speaker, you better be where national people are. I make it a goal to attend at least two national conferences a year, so that I can grow my network nationally and then in turn internationally. You've got to invest in yourself that way. You also have to invest in yourself to hire a coach. Oh, and I know we are probably beating a beating a horse. I don't know where these sayings come from, but we are just continuing to beat the drum about hiring a coach, not just because we're coaches, and we are, but because coaching allows someone else to be in your business to see what you can't see. You know, when my clients coach with me, the benefit of coaching with me is that I share my resources, right? And I have a gift for being able to see what my clients can't see in their business, to show them a different way that they don't even think of because they're too close to their own business. That's why you have to invest in a coach. Think about it. Every professional athlete has a coach. Does LeBron need a coach to tell him how to shoot a ball? Absolutely not. Does Serena need a coach to tell her how to swing a racket? No, they do not. But they all have coaches. And when the Cavaliers lost their coach a few years back, they were really out of sync and worried how they were going to move forward. They got a great coach and won the championship that year. Coaching means everything beyond what you can see to grow your business. Plus, good coaches have good resources they share with you, introductions, connections, and they just open your eyes to new things. Number 9 is follow up, follow up, follow up. You know, you've heard the saying, the fortune is in the follow up. And it is true. You got to be strategic with your follow-up, though, and have systems in place to make sure your follow-up doesn't fall through the cracks. So I use a program that will remind me when follow-up needs to happen. I use my to-do list. My to-do list, when it pops up in the program, it goes on my daily to-do list so that I make sure it gets done. The fortune truly is in the follow-up, but strategic. Don't follow up with everyone. If you know someone is blowing you off and they're not interested in you and your business, move on, right? Come back to them maybe in the future if you really think there's an opportunity later. But don't, because it's deflating to follow up with people who are not interested at this time. Doesn't mean they won't be interested later. So make sure you're following up strategically. And then number 10, last but certainly not least, is learn to sell. Selling is life, right? We all sell. I have a friend who wrote a book called Life's a Sales Call. Everything in life is sales, but many of us, because we're entrepreneurs, we're so close to our business that we don't sell out of fear. We're afraid someone's going to reject us, or we don't want to be salesy, sleazy, slimy, or pushy. And so we get all the way up to asking for the sale, and then we stop. And so we have got to learn how to ask the questions, how to ask the leading questions, so your prospects can self-select and be aware, oh, I need to do business with Tony because she can help me to grow to the next level, grow my business to the next level. So learning to sell, if you don't learn to sell, it doesn't matter if you do 1 through 9, because you'll get all the way up to the point where it's time to ask for the money and you'll stop. Doesn't matter if you know how to network or how to speak. If you can't ask for the money, you're going to go out of business. So to quickly recap, 1, know your niche and your message. 2, learn how to network. 3, charge what you are worth. 4, learn to speak to sell. 5, create compelling offers and products. 6, use social media and other technology tools to grow your business. 7, package your service to leverage your time. 8, invest time, money, and energy in yourself. 9, follow up, follow up, follow up. And 10, learn to sell. So this is my drastic steps to create a bulging bank account to get you to 6 figures fast. If you would like to do or learn more about me or to book an appointment with me, you can visit my website at drasticstepsmarketing.com. You can click Talk to Tony in the bottom right-hand corner and schedule a 30-minute get-to-know-you networking appointment. and we will do a virtual Zoom call, and I will be happy to learn about your business and how I can help you to grow your business. My name is Toni Harris Taylor. They call me the Turnaround Queen, saying take a drastic step today for a fantastic tomorrow. And I'm going to turn it back over to Tanya. Thank you so much, Tanya, for the opportunity to speak to your wonderful, fabulous speakers.